Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Good. Good. Oh, there's Carter. Hi, Carter. How you doing? Look at this. I have a pretty fancy bowl here, don't I? Can you think of some things to put into this fancy bowl? How about M&Ms?
Water.
Water? Yeah, you could put water in it. What?
Donuts.
You could put donuts in it. Yeah, one donut maybe. Lexi?
Diamonds.
Diamonds, yeah. We know where Lexi's thinking. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, right, Lexi? Yeah. Oakley?
Money.
You could put money in this. Your loose change, yeah. Easton, what do you think? Huh? I can't hear you.
Salsa?
Yeah, you could put salsa in here. Yeah, you could put a lot of nice things in here, couldn't you? A lot of good things. You know, and you gave me some very good ideas. Very good ideas to put in this really fancy bowl. But you know what? Something's been put into you that's even greater. As a matter of fact, it's even greater than diamonds, Lexi. And who's been put into you?
Jesus.
And actually, we could say right here, when you were baptized, the Holy Spirit came into you. So thus, we have the readings from Corinthians today. And it says, or do you not know that your body is a temple? A temple of the Holy Spirit. That happened right here. You now are a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is living within each of you and me and everyone looking at you. And every single Christian has the Holy Spirit living in them. And what else does it say? Whom you have from God. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God. You are not your own. Therefore, since you have the Holy Spirit living in you, you don't belong to yourself. Who do you belong to? Who do you belong to?
Jesus.
You belong to Jesus. Every single Christian belongs to Jesus. You know, there's a lot of people today saying, it's my body and I can do with it what I want. For a Christian to say that is a horrific thing to say, because they are the temple of God, the Holy Spirit living in them, and therefore they are saying, I don't care that the Holy Spirit's living in me. I can do what I want. And therefore, the Holy Spirit can just kind of deal with it. Well, unfortunately, he will deal with it on the last day. And that may not be very nice. We have to be careful what we say as a Christian. And we have to understand what the Word tells us. That our body does not belong to us. Our body belongs to Jesus. So what does that mean to all of you? Well, the Holy Spirit lives in you. How are we to deal with other people? We are to speak words of love and kindness. We have our hands. We are not to use our hands to fight with people or to disfigure our body, but we are to use our hands to help other people. We have a tongue in our mouth that we aren't to speak evil of other people. Rather, what are we given to speak? What are we to say? What is it we are to speak as Christians? You can put tomatoes in here. We see where his mind still is. It's still in the bowl. But as a Christian, our tongues are to speak the gospel. We're to speak about Jesus. We're not to speak evil about other people. We're to proclaim the gospel all the time. That's what the Holy Spirit will always move us to do. And what else? We have our hands and our feet and our legs, and we are to use them for the service of Jesus. That's what it means to be a Christian. So, as the scripture tells us, so glorify God in your body. Glorify God in your body. Because right here, my dear young friends, you became a temple of the Holy Spirit. And God is living in you. Therefore, show the world that you are a Christian. And that the Holy Spirit is living in you. With that, let's fold our hands. And let's close our eyes and bow our heads and let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to us in baptism. And thank you, O Lord, for setting us free from this world. For here in the waters of holy baptism, by the power of your holy word, you came to live in us. And therefore, O Lord, we are different. We are not like other people who use their body for evil purposes. We, O Lord, are your child, and you live in our body. And help us to use our body, O Lord, to glorify you in every circumstance. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to us and saving us from ourselves. Lord Jesus, we pray that you continue to be with us and that you never leave or forsake us. And all the children said,
Amen.